From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. After 3 weeks of raucous demonstrations, protesters have left the state capitol. Wisconsin's legislators have now passed a bill to strip Wisconsin public employees of many of their collective bargaining rights. As Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports, today's vote was pretty much along party lines.
Once Republican Governor Scott Walker signs the plan, it will prohibit most local and state employees from bargaining over health care and pension benefits and will restrict their ability to bargain over wages. Republicans say it will help the state balance its books and help schools and local governments cope with budget cuts. But Democrats, like Representative Corey Mason, warned it would have dire consequences.
I would ask you to think seriously about what you're doing here. You're talking about taking away people's rights.
The plan passed the Wisconsin State Assembly on a 53-42 vote, with four Republicans joining all Democrats in opposing it. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
The Obama administration found itself between two different intelligence assessments about Libya today after a Senate panel heard the director of national intelligence, James Clapper, predict that Libya's Muammar Gaddafi would prevail over rebels. Hours later, a senior White House official convened a briefing of reporters to say that President Obama expects a disgraced Gaddafi to leave power. The conflicting statements came as France became the first country to offer diplomatic recognition to the rebels' Eastern Base Governing Council. House Homeland Security Committee hearings today looked at the radicalization of Muslims in the United States. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty says the emerging debate highlights the dynamic tension between national security and religious freedom.
Committee Chairman Peter King has been criticized for casting suspicion on all Muslims because of a few bad actors. But King said it's a fact. There's been a spate of attacks by Muslims in the United States.
Congressional investigation of Muslim American radicalization is the logical response to the repeated and urgent warnings which the Obama administration has been making in recent months.
Some witnesses, including the relatives of young men who had been radicalized, said that some Muslim leaders protect would-be terrorists. But others, such as the sheriff of Los Angeles County, said that Muslims work with law enforcement to stop plots. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
The Dow today registered its worst one-day drop in 7 months. Investor pessimism fueled by worries about geopolitical pressures on energy supplies and rising unemployment, among other things. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 228 points to close at 11,984. This is NPR. Residents in the Northeast and parts of the Midwest are watching water levels rise in creeks and rivers as heavy rain pelts the two waterlogged regions. Flood watches are in effect across much of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and New York. School bullying was the subject as President Obama and the First Lady met with educators at the White House. NPR's Mara Liasson reports the president offered his own personal accounts of childhood bullying.
The president said that the overarching goal of the conference was to dispel the myth that bullying was just a harmless rite of passage.
As adults, we all remember what it was like to see kids picked on in the hallways or in the schoolyard. And I have to say, with big ears and the name that I have, I wasn't immune.
The president said he didn't emerge unscathed. And he pointed out that almost 3 million kids say they are pushed, shoved, tripped, or spit on every year. The White House is working with state and local organizations to help them create support systems for students who are victims. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling on Cuba to release a jailed 61-year-old Maryland man accused of trying to undermine the communist government there. Alan Gross was arrested for taking communications equipment into Cuba. Actress Lindsay Lohan has 2 weeks to consider a judge's undisclosed deal that would end her felony grand theft case. Should she reject the offer, the Mean Girls star could proceed to a hearing that could send her to jail for a fourth time. At issue, a theft charge involving a necklace. She has pleaded not guilty. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.